This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringutan is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All fellows with monkey sounds in there and call it good.
The old Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon.
Oh, Hey, welcome in. Happy Friday. How we doing? Everybody doing good?
Doing good.
Yeah.
Fart hammer. Stuff.
Yeah, no.
You're fart hammering?
Yeah.
Hammering farts over there, Russ?
It felt like a fart hammer Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm. All right. Okay. Like that's that. Something.
Feels like a road construction week.
Yeah.
If you're driving around in Newburgh right now, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to everyone out there.
If you're living in Newburgh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It has been hell. I have left earlier and earlier every day this week, and I have got here later and later every day.
To quote one Ron Burgundy, I don't believe you.
Trust me.
Damn,
I don't,
Russ.
I don't want to be in my car any longer than I have to be. It's already a long drive here.
Oh, man.
It took me an hour and 20 minutes to get here today.
That's kind of bananas.
Yeah. That's a long time, dude.
That's a long time.
I was like, what in the hell? And it's never for anything like... That's not true. There was one, 2 weeks ago, and there was the accident that turned traffic around both ways. But other than that, there hasn't been anything other than trains and construction that has ever delayed me.
Trains and construction, the downfall of man.
I did have to joke with one Ryan Buckley the other day because they are currently staying with his in-laws because they have to do some work inside their house. I think removing asbestos and radon stuff and things like that.
Yeah. I definitely got that in my walls.
And so he talked about how I think they found like a 4-inch long centipede, millipede, whatever. And so I said, oh, where's the house at? He's like, oh, it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere in Newburgh. And I said, oh, it's probably about 2 blocks from Danny's house.
Yeah, I mean.
Probably.
I mean, look.
No, it is.
Like everything.
If you drive through Newburgh, you know that like where the houses are at, like there's just like two sections, one on the north side of 99, one on the south side of 99. It's like,
this text, at least everyone in Newburgh can walk to everything. Hashtag 2 blocks.
Yeah. No, you can. It's a walk in town, man. You go down there and the sun's out, everyone's walking.
The wild thing is that's where the drive-in movie theater is.
It would be funny if people just started walking in, like throwing blankets down.
Just a little transistor radio.
Mm.
Here we go. Ah, see.
Well, at least now they have it on an FM broadcast instead of AM. Right?
Oh, is it on FM now?
I believe it's on FM now. Yeah.
I live 2 blocks.
Yeah, it's you should go.
I have not been there.
It's a good time
since I moved
there.
Yeah, it's like a little piece of Americana.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there, just haven't been there since I moved out there.
Back up the 4Runner, put the tailgate lift up, and get the kids back there.
That's the thing is, I don't have my truck anymore.
Yeah.
So I've just got the 350Z and I've got the Fusion, and it's like neither.
So you park in front ways and you do a little necking, right?
Yeah,
isn't that what the Yeah. Isn't that what the kids used to do?
Absolutely. Huh? Takes me back to that 70s show when they went to the drive-in and Eric and Donna fell off the hood of the car in front of everybody.
All right.
It just definitely, becomes a backseat session because we get the big center console. The ergonomics of it all, it's a big sedan, so it's got that big, stupid center console.
That's Danny's portable casting couch.
Absolutely. It has another name, but...
this right. Show's already
12:05, and we're off the rails.
Of the mountain. Look, come on, we're heading into almost summer.
Yeah,
everybody's feeling good.
It's Friday.
It's
beautiful outside. We got sun.
Yeah, half the
it's
office
be like 75 today.
The office got the memo to wear the same freaking shirt today.
Man, we got a retirement.
Everybody's wearing an AFE T-shirt.
No, we got a retirement shindig for old big boss man.
Yeah.
And not the wrestler, our former program director, Jeff Austin. Yes. And
if you ever find your place in Cobb County, Georgia.
Yeah, that's right. If I walk in and Cooley, our GM, and young Jake, our video shorts producer.
Mm-hmm.
We're all wearing very similar shirts. Like, you stood us in a line. And it's the like, transition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the transition lenses of shirts.
Golly.
Yeah.
Very matching.
I almost wore not a blue one, but a black one.
We're dudes, though. So. I mean, there's very few options. You know, it's a blue shirt. Mine's got polka dots. I don't know what Cooley's has on them.
I think it was pineapple.
What was the show that was the one of these things is not like the others?
Mm.
It wasn't Fraggle Rock or something, but it was some kid's show.
I don't know, man. Mm.
Schoolhouse Rock? Schoolhouse
Rock? Schoolhouse Rock sounds right.
Schoolhouse Rock.
Yeah. But so we have three of us kind of all wearing similar shirts. Then you have two bros in the sales, one of them being Luke Anderson.
Mm.
They're both wearing very similar Hawaiian shirts today. Like, this is going to be a problem.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
This is going to be a problem. I'll just take my shirt off.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll Burt Kreischer.
No, I like it.
Big Boss Man's retirement party.
I like where this
is
going.
Just in a sign of unity, I'll do it too.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about, Rust.
Yeah.
Show up, shirts off.
Sign of unity.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean.
It's that kind of party.
Yeah, we'll go busting in there like the Kool-Aid man.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody else be like, oh, no.
Pretty much.
Belly dancing.
There's a lot of this belly.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Jeff, we hired a belly dancer for your retirement party.
Here comes Rust.
I think it was Tom Segura's show, my wife had on the other day, and they do a segment in their show where they roast whatever's trending horribly.
Oh.
There is a male belly dancer.
What's wrong with that?
Everything.
Oh.
Everything was wrong with it. Like, he was wearing, like, the, from Aladdin, like, the Jasmine pants.
Oh, yeah, it's part of the attire.
Yeah.
This was white.
These hips don't lie.
And, oh, no, they were telling a lot of lies.
Well.
A lot of lies being told.
Live your truth, follow your dreams, right?
He even had the little bangle, like, finger symbols.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's part of the gig.
Oh, buddy. It was bad. Really bad.
So what's worse then, the male belly dancer in that attire or Rust back in college doing one of the philanthropy projects for one of the sororities that they called Anchor Splash, and for our synchronized swimming event, I was in a two-piece bikini.
Oof. I'd sign up for that.
Yeah. There's comedy in that.
All the rest of the dudes, they had one pieces.
Yeah, there's
but
comedy
you went two-piece.
I went two-piece.
I like it.
Because why not?
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at this male belly dancer now.
It's probably the one I'm thinking of.
Well, I mean, you're choosing the life of belly dancer, though. Yeah, I mean, why are we surprised by that?
I thought we did not kink shame on this show.
Well, I'm not kink shaming. It was just horrendous.
Well.
I didn't say, look, if that's your thing, go for it. But
it's just not your thing.
Yeah, I was just like, no, hard pass.
Yeah.
Hard pass.
It's a whole deal.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Boy, when you type male belly dancer into Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of shudder to think what will come up there.
Yeah. You should.
Yeah.
It's a journey.
It's a dark place.
I'm going through a journey.
Does it ask you if you want to adjust the age settings?
Kind of. A little bit. We got some blurred photos here.
That's not surprising.
We're not going to unblur those.
No.
We're going to leave those ones properly blurred.
I love on Instagram when it's like graphic video follows and it's like, see why? And it's like, you have to take a look at like who it's from before you don't just automatically click that.
Here's my question though. Did the male belly dancer live in Portland?
It is at least 30% chance.
I'd probably go higher.
Yeah.
I think we're like at 60-40 at a minimum. Yeah. It's probably like we're living in that 50-50 world.
Where is the next most likely place to have them to be from?
Because white male belly dancer?
White belly dancer.
White male belly dancer. Mm.
Wisconsin.
Portland would be number one. I'm going to go...
Florida's on the
list.
San Francisco's definitely up there.
New York.
I think San Diego's a sleeper in all of this.
Austin.
Austin, that's a good one. Austin, Texas is a good one. I'll throw New Orleans in there.
Oh, yeah.
I'll throw New Orleans in there.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I'll go...
Anywhere north of the Mason-Dixon line that isn't a major city? Like one of the biggest cities?
Just in terms of a place that's apparently a super popular bachelorette party destination Nashville.
No, I'm going with and this is going to be very specific. I'm going Williamsburg, Brooklyn, New York.
Mm.
That is very specific.
Yeah, you went like Borough and Street.
I think Dusty's got a story.
Well, it's just it's like the hipster.
Capital of the world.
Okay. Yeah.
It's like five blocks of it.
That's where they had that's where they got roasted for having like the best barbecue ever. And it was like dry meat with a side of disgusting looking barbecue sauce.
Yeah, and that was, I remember that one. And it was, you can always tell barbecue by the plate it's served on.
Yeah.
And if they try to do the wax paper and the steel tray, no.
Yeah.
That is an immediate no.
Don't do that.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, we're
steering out of that.
Off and running here. Mm. We're off and running.
I did tell you about 30 seconds before we went on air. I feel like this one's going to be a weird one.
Yeah. Can I throw this one out here too for the white male belly dancer?
Mm.
Ashland, Oregon.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a given.
I think Ashland, Oregon, probably very high
that
on
guy
that.
Had
actually,
a semester
I
in butt, so.
Know a few dudes that probably they definitely dabbled in belly dancing.
Well, and I'm going to guess that population probably picks up a little bit right around the Shakespeare Festival time.
No, it doesn't. It actually,
that's more maiden.
Here's the thing. When the Shakespeare Festival in Ashland ramps up and it's like, well, this like late May and into the summer months, boy, I'll be damned if that town doesn't class up a ton. It is like, it is when the Shakespeare Festival goes away and they're like,
all right, we
what
can
do
stop
we
pretending.
Do now?
Yeah, and then it comes out to the freaks come out
and,
at night.
And the tourists leave and then it's like, okay. Yeah, now we're getting weird.
That's when all the bugs come back out from under the baseboards.
Yeah, no, that's full butt sunning season.
I'll be damned if that's not my favorite time of year in that city. You know? You just take a look around, you're like, whoa.
probably about like Sturgis once the biker rally clears out, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like you're sitting there and you're going, it's late March. That person is just walking down the street wearing fairy wings. And Halloween, that was months ago. Yeah. Maybe they just came out of their slumber. I don't think that's happening. But it's
darkness retreat.
Yeah, you're just sitting there going, whatever. It becomes normal.
Mm.
Just like that is a normal occurrence.
Is it?
That sounds about like Hawthorne, too.
Like a lot of people wearing, yeah, right.
Yeah.
A lot of people wearing like costumes, and you're just going, I don't.
How
know where you're going or where you've been.
How cutthroat is the crystal business down there? Not the meth.
No. Yeah, of course I know that. You're talking Klamath Falls there.
Yeah.
when
and Methford,
the crystal business. Look, It went viral when I was in, well, it didn't go viral, but it made national news. There was this thing called the Southern Oregon Meth Project. That's very specific.
Yeah, yeah, no,
it's very specific. Yeah.
I mean, that was like, they really narrowed it down. And that was the first, that was the first campaign where they did like the before and after photos of people. Like, that was something I was like, whoa. Like, so.
I think it's okay to talk about now. What year is 2025? Yeah, it's okay to talk about now. 20 years ago when...
Well, I don't feel comfortable with where this
is going. No, just security clearance stuff. 20 years ago, the DEA was using military assets in North Dakota, Oregon, Idaho, and Montana, like surveillance equipment. This is like early like Predator drones to find... like meth houses, and in North Dakota, in North Dakota, Southern Oregon, and Idaho specifically.
Really?
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, no, I working on the intelligence side. A lot of that intel would get fed back through our office before it'd be sent, because we had to. There was things in there like we had to classify.
Yeah.
Before it went out to the general public for dissemination.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's just funny that you bring that up, but I've probably seen pictures of. Or aerial reconnaissance of those areas that they were probably looking at and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You just opened up a wormhole in my brain there of like, oh yeah, I remember that.
It was a whole deal, man.
Yeah. No, like it was a big, big deal out in North Dakota. Because there was so much land, there's just nothing out there.
Mm-hmm.
It was full on Breaking Bad. They'd set up like trailers in the middle of nowhere and just cook for days.
Well, you could see that trailer from, 600 miles away because it's so flat.
Yeah, no, you can stand on a beer can and see Montana.
Well, honestly, it was a dig at Klamath Falls, but it also, it's pretty barren over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
no,
they would
is.
Go.
You are in the middle of nowhere. You just go further into
it's
the middle of nowhere.
It's not wrong. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Don't know how we got there, but we did. We went there. We sure did. Mm.
Yeah. What a long, strange trip it's been, this first segment.
I like strange trips.
Only 2 hours and 43 minutes left, folks.
Let's go.
Let's buckle up. All right, we got a lot that we got to get to today. We got some NFL draft nuggies, notes, newsies. We had the Portland Diamond Project info kind of come out right at the end of our show yesterday.
We'll dive a little further into that.
That was cool. The NBA? They may be a race to expansion.
Oh, weird how that happened once the Celtics got sold.
Yeah, yeah. And then, oh boy. He might have dropped the ball on his retirement. And that is a professional tease. Mm. But where we start this bad boy off, the NBA playoffs get going this weekend. We got one more day of playing, and I cannot tell you how allergic I will be to the games tonight. But we got some great series.
We do. Like the ones that are already lined up. Yeah, no, there's some good stuff in there.
Actually, fun basketball. Mm-hmm. And a lot is going to be at play here. And one of the things that we talked about yesterday after the bouncing of the Sacramento Kings was, look, there's already rumblings that Domantas Sabonis is going to be available this offseason. Who are the guys that could become available in these four playoff matchups that we already know right now? Mm-hmm. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
All right, the NBA playoffs get started in earnest tomorrow. Full day of basketball. Danny's just going to be on his couch in his underoos all day long. 10 a.m. the first
game. I'm definitely parking in front of the TV. I'm going to get up early, mow the yard, and then we're parking in front of the TV.
All right.
Just picture him sitting down on the couch like Al Bundy, hand in the pants.
I mean,
crack a beer.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't say there's anything wrong with it. I said that's what I picture.
I've got the sectional with like the longer one that you can put the legs up.
Oh, the chaise?
Yeah,
there you go.
So
yeah, that's good. That's living.
It's my wife has taken what they call the cuddle seat of the couch. It's like the elbow, as it were. Yeah. It's like a bigger, wider spot. I got banished to the other side.
See, that's what my son has done that, where he's like, that's my spot. I'm like, the hell it is.
Everything is mine.
How much you pay for that?
Yeah. See, here's the thing is wherever I am is the cuddle seat.
There you go.
I'm slightly uncomfortable.
Why don't you come sit on Uncle Jeffy's lap? Oh,
God. All right. Wow. Took that one one step further, didn't we?
Oh, you're really surprised by that?
Yeah.
Habitual line stepper Danny over here. He crossed a line, and you're like, oh, my gosh, how did this happen?
See, the key to this is
how
if you
did
do
we
it
ever
so
get
much,
here?
That it just becomes normal.
Yeah. Flabbergasted.
Rust over here acting surprised. But we have six matchups that are already set, and four of them get underway tomorrow in the NBA playoffs. You got Bucks Pacers at 9 a.m., Clippers Nuggies at 12:30, Pistons Knicks at 3 o'clock, and then 5:30, you've got T-Wolves at the Lakers. Okay. And then Sunday, we don't know the other matchups. Or like Mavericks Grizzlies will play tonight. The winner takes on the Thunder to get beat by a billion.
Which I think it might end up being the Mavs.
And then you get the Heat Hawks against the Cavaliers. What?
So the Grizzlies have to decide, do they want to give up a draft pick or not? Because if they lose this game, they will keep their draft pick. It's lottery protected. But if they win this game and go get summarily executed by the Thunder, they will give up a draft pick to the Wizards as part of the Marcus Smart deal to dump him.
Well, it's not like the Wizards will do anything with that. But anyways,
but no, I'm saying like, they're already
that's
have
a, actually
well,
tough.
John Morant's on the injury report,
and they're already going to have one pretty good pick too. Those Wizards.
Yeah. Well, John Morant is on the injury report because he's got that ankle that he rolled, and those never get better in 2 days. No. They usually get far worse. Mm-hmm. But whoever's going to win that game tonight is losing to the Thunder. And then the other two matchups that are already set, Magic, Celtics, and Warriors, Rockets. My question is, every season we see this mm-hmm. in the playoffs, where a team gets bounced, there is a panic, or it's a that come to Jesus moment that every franchise has to go through, which is, all right, do we depart with either a very good player or an all-star caliber player and hit the reset button? Who are what teams are we looking at right now that are in that position?
Some of the last couple title winners.
Yeah.
It's the Milwaukee Bucks and the Denver Nuggets.
Boy, if that happens in Milwaukee.
Yeah. I mentioned it on the podcast.
You are looking you're looking at a situation where Damian Lillard is probably going, boy, was it worth it?
So if you've heard me mention, you know, a potential big storyline that could come out of this offseason, Giannis Antetokounmpo is that guy. And all week at Hoop Summit, a half dozen, eight, maybe 10 different front office executives. Hey, have you heard this noise about Giannis? Hey, are you hearing this noise about Giannis? And then I started getting texts about it from other players in the league, and I was like, oh, this is real. Like this is not just like wish casting by other GMs, which happens all the time. You know, they're trying to put counter intel out there and hopefully it circles back to somebody's agent. Like, what, are you shopping my guy kind of a deal?
And this is the first time it's happened with Giannis.
No. And they have no path. They have no picks. They have no assets. Middleton's leg basically fell off, and they had to do something there. And that was basically it. They've missed on all their picks. Like, all of the guys that they look to draft and all the things they look to do, it just hasn't worked for them.
Brother, it is really hard to draft at the bottom of the first round in the NBA.
But if you miss over and over and over and over again, it's mm-hmm. All of a sudden you've got nothing. Like, think about their draft picks. Like, Marjon Beauchamp, AJ Johnson, like, it just... you go down the list of guys, and they just haven't, like, they've actually done well on two ways.
Mm-hmm.
They actually have done well with those guys, which is actually kind of surprising. But you look at the Bucks and Giannis in particular. I love Giannis, like, one of my favorite players of all time. He's not selfish, but he does love the adulation. He does love the individual mm-hmm. accolades. Like, he does like prioritize that, but not above the team, but it's something that matters to him. It's very, like, we've talked about this off air. The idea of Giannis being like an afterthought, averaging 31, 12, and 6 in his most efficient season ever is hilarious and dumb. It's not because the Bucks aren't good and he's not good. It's because he's in Milwaukee. And all the noise is out there that he wants to go to a big market and get the love. He's got the MVP. He's got the title. He's got he's got all the things. If you don't think that he looks at Luka Doncic going from Dallas to L.A., Luka's the number one selling jersey in the league. Like, that matters to Giannis, like, being, like, that loved.
And that's the thing that has changed dramatically from Giannis from when he first came in. Mm-hmm. He was just happy to be in the NBA and where he's at now. I mean, he has been professionalized and Americanized over the last few years, because especially once you win a title.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get that title,
and you just want more.
For him, it was, all right, now I can exhale and get that title gorilla off my back. Mm-hmm. But from there, it goes to, all right, how are you going to do it again?
Mm-hmm.
And they went out, they got Dame, and it has not worked at any turn. Because in large part, everybody just got too old.
Yep.
And they all got, whether it's Chris Middleton or it's Brooke Lopez, like, they aged so fast.
Yeah. And that's the nature of that beast. So I don't think it's likely that it happens, but the fact that it's this loud already, like, alarm bells are ringing around the
league. Boy, that would be a monumental shift in the National Basketball Association. You mentioned the Nuggets, though, and because they're not trading Jokic, that's for damn sure.
There's two guys on that team.
Where do they go? That after Rust with SportsCenter.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
503-864-6326. That is the fan text line. That's how you can be a part of the show. So let's party. We got a good text here. We were talking to Giannis and maybe his want to get out of town. This text says, let's also just admit Giannis does not know how to play basketball with Dame. It's pretty clear it's not all about their age. There is an element of that where it's not a copacetic maturation with the two.
Giannis, like basically every great pro, once and he won a title that reinforces even more, is going to play his way. Mm-hmm. There has been hesitancy to fully embrace what should have been Stockton and Malone 2.0.
Yep.
I mean, Giannis, like, I can pull up the data. He just...
Dude, and even a better version of that because of Dame's range and ability to shoot.
And Giannis' downhill force.
The gravity that he has.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about the what should have been the best pick-and-roll combo maybe in NBA history.
Yeah. And look, it's not just those two. No. I mean, in Giannis, it has a large... blame to be placed, right?
But there's also Middleton in that.
Middleton, and then also, look, stability matters. And they've had zero stability from the coaching and front office, and it's just been a quagmire there. Yeah.
It's really unfortunate because, like, when that deal got made, like, I've mentioned it before, like, Dame had told me so many times that the two players in the NBA, and it's not shocking, they're the two, I mean, to me, they're the two best players in the league. He's always like, if I could play with any guy in the league, it was Giannis and then Jokic.
Well, and like, that's where we go back to, this isn't the first time we've heard this with Giannis and the uncertainty in an offseason, because there were the rumblings of, all right, well, Giannis wants out. Yeah. How do we get him to Portland? That was a few years ago.
That was like, what, 4 years ago? Four years ago? Yeah.
All right, you said Denver, too, in their path. Like, if Giannis wants to go, you ain't going to stop Giannis from going. But Denver's got a more difficult situation there in that they need to hire a head coach, they need to hire a GM, and it will not be the star player of the team leaving.
No.
Because Nikola Jokic ain't going nowhere unless they hire Nico Harrison.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe.
Then maybe you can trade him for Zion.
Yeah. Yeah.
that oft-injured star who played in New Orleans.
It wouldn't be Zion. It wouldn't be Zion. There is not a good comp for this, but it would have to be in a large market. Maybe it'd be like trading Jokic for Harden.
Bam. Bam's the one.
Bam.
Defense matters.
Don't put that into Heat fans' heads.
Yeah, I know.
See, the problem with you and Heat fans, you hate each other. No. You think like them.
Yeah.
You think like them way too much. you are already there.
Know your enemy.
So what do the Nuggets do then? And what does that look like? Obviously, everybody kind of points to Jamal Murray, Aaron Gordon.
It's not AG. It's Porter Jr.
Yeah, well,
and
boy,
you're...
I was going sliding scale of importance of that
team. Well, yeah, I know, but like AG wants to be there, and everybody loves AG. Like, he's a stabilizing force. But
one of the greatest beefs that Nuggets fans had with Calvin Booth as the GM was his reluctance to get away from Michael Porter Jr. God, that sounds familiar. At least they got a title out of it, though.
Yeah, but not only that, you're already seeing, I won't say it's Porter Jr.'s agents, but it's also not Porter Jr.'s agents, writing or feeding writers about how the Nuggets certainly won't move Michael Porter Jr. because he went to Missouri just like the Kroenkes. They definitely can't do that. Like,
there's a legitimate thing where somebody, one of the junior Kroenkes, said he will not be moved. He will stay here.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean,
we'll see. But also, like, it's so easy to blame Russell Westbrook, and it's fun to blame Russell Westbrook, but like, he's a minimum signing. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Having your starting point guard just be a pain in the ass has been a problem for them. And Jamal Murray has I don't think I've ever said this on air, but there is something about this Canadian basketball group. Almost all of them have a problem. Almost every single one of them has some sort of issue.
RJ Barrett.
Dylan Brooks. Like, SGA is basically the only one. Kelly Olynyk has dislocated like 3 shoulders of other people, not his own.
Yeah. I was going more to like some of the character and characteristics they hold.
Yeah, like,
but Kelly Olynyk with the oft-injured tag. Yeah, yeah, sure, you got that.
Well, no, injuring other people. Like,
yeah.
But you look at the Canadian roster, and it's just full of dudes where
I forgot he yanked on Kevin Love's shoulder.
Got somebody else, too. Who else was it? I can't remember who it was. But, like, you just look at that Canadian, and like, kind of makes me look side-eyed at Shaden a little bit. Like, no, like, Delano? Love Delano. Weird dude. Not weird in a bad way, but just a different cat.
Yeah.
Just talking to him, like, he's just a jazz player, man. He's
Canadian, eh?
Just all, like, but Jamal Murray, if you talk to people around Denver, you talk to people around the league, they're like, he got his money, he got his ring, he comes into camp out of shape every year, plays himself into shape.
And then gets hurt.
Yeah, and it's just like, and there's just stuff behind the scenes where he's just kind of a pain. And it's like, you have the lowest maintenance star maybe in the history of the league.
Yeah.
In Nikola Jokic.
And look, the problem is that, all right, say you move Michael Porter Jr. or Jamal Murray, you're not getting the return of guys that are going to be equal to them because of the baggage that they do come with.
Well, here's the thing. Like, let's kick that giant domino. Giannis asks out.
Yeah.
Dame is not staying in Milwaukee. Full stop. He is not staying in Milwaukee. If you're the Bucks and you...
That seems kind of newsy.
Look.
That seems very newsy.
He's not staying there. He's not staying in Milwaukee.
Russ does not seem entertained by that newsy.
Ron, are you paying attention?
Nope.
Yeah. That's kind of a very newsy thing he just said.
Yeah. But it
is... I was
over
here reading about Gail King and the space trip.
There you go. But you look at that... Let's kick the domino over for Giannis, and he goes nuclear and he asks out. If you're the Bucks, don't you want to kind of like get a little younger and maybe figure some things out? What if you swap point guards with the Nuggets?
Okay.
Do you think Jokic and Dame could work? Because they're in a title window. They're not trading.
Do I think Jokic and Dame would work? Yeah, the guy who plays by sonar.
Yeah.
in Nikola Jokic. Yeah, I think he would work really well with Dame.
And if you you're looking at that, if you're the new Nuggets GM, you're not trying to slow build this thing. You have Nikola Jokic in his prime. You are trying to win right now. So you're not trading for young stuff and picks and trying to figure some stuff out. You're trading for a veteran ready to go.
Jamal Murray, 28, Dame, 33, turns 34
and this summer. Even the, you look at this season, with the exception of the blood clot, and hopefully that was what was the issue with his calf overall, he was still, what, 26 and 7?
Yeah.
Pretty good. He still got it.
Yeah.
And like that's something I'm like, that probably makes sense for the Bucks too.
Yeah.
You get a guy that is good, because you got to find the salary if you're moving Dame or Jamal Murray, like it's big money. So that when I talk about how this season could like completely go up, that's the thing. It's like you could see monumental stars moved, next rung stars move. Like there's a lot of stuff that could happen in this, but I'm really interested to see if the Clippers, like I'm picking the Clippers against the Nuggets.
All right. Yeah.
It's the only team in the Western Conference that can play them straight up because they have Zoo.
Okay.
Like that's who else in the Western Conference has a big like that, with the exception of the Rockets with Steven Adams. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the list.
Two teams that they're gonna have to go through. We have a good submission on the fan text line for Canadian with non-baggage, Andrew Nemhard, Aurora, Canada.
Great dude. Also a little crazy.
Yeah. No issues.
No, look, I genuinely wonder if they feel like second class citizens because they're hockey players.
Oh, yeah.
Like, seriously, because it's just not as big a deal there.
Yeah. I'm looking at his Twitter. He doesn't have anything weird on there.
No, his teammates love him.
Yeah. It's kind of unfortunate. I was looking for like a crazy tweet.
No, he's just he's an intense dude.
Good dude.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so the Bucks and the Nugs could be the two teams that have stars in the big dominoes that could fall in the wake of playoff matchups.
And the Pistons are a team that aren't looking at that in that way. They're looking at it the other way. I believe the Pistons are favored right now to be the team that would land Devin Booker if he became available.
Oh, look at that. All right. Well, NBA playoffs get going tomorrow. We're going to have a lot more on the NBA playoffs and kind of what it's looking like moving forward in these matchups and what to look for in them as the show goes on. But coming up next, he's one of us, and he admitted it. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. He's one of us. He's one of us.
One of us. One of us.
Malika Andrews sat down with Luka Doncic. And Luka and I don't have a lot in common. I'm going to just throw that one out there. But one thing that we do have in common is that sometimes when you get angry, that phone will let it fly. And he told Malika Andrews that when he found out that he had been traded from the Dallas Mavericks to the Los Angeles Lakers, he threw his phone. And it broke. And she said, oh, so do you still have that phone? And he said, yeah, it's right here. He showed her his broken phone. He's one of us. He's like, I don't want to go put myself through that BS of going and getting a new phone. Yeah. So he still has cracked screen.
I mean,
he's rolling cracked screen.
I feel like Luca, while a man of the people, gamer himself,
yeah,
just a chill dude, I think he has a runner to go get a phone for him.
Well, he does. He hadn't used him yet.
Yeah.
He has not used that runner yet. Well, he's still walking around with cracked screen like everybody else.
Beard in one hand, hookah in the other. Hard to deal with a phone.
Yeah. You know, if now, you want to tell me, the Apple Store or Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, you want to make it a better experience in those shops? Booze and maybe hookah.
Yeah, see?
You know?
Couldn't hurt.
Yeah. It wouldn't hurt. You're in there for a while.
It would get your customers letting go of a few more dollars probably.
Yeah,
too.
I mean, I'll tell you what.
The Genius Bar, those guys look like real geniuses when they're slanging more than just a cell phone and a laptop. You get beers in there.
Dude, those, like, customer service is not at the highest of level at those places. Like, you walk in, and they're just kind of, like, you'll get, like, two people that'll look at you, And then you make eye contact, and they go, yeah, no, I'm not dealing with that. They look down, act busy, act busy, act busy. Can I help you? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah,
you
that's what I came in here for. It's what I came in here for.
Can I tell you one of my big beefs with the phone stores and those things and the coverages and such?
What grinds your gears? You can.
So, you know, you get the protection plans on your devices, your phones and your tablets and whatnot, right?
Hell yeah, brother.
No.
Why is it that when you trade in a device and get a new one, because they all make you go through these third-party services, right?
Yeah.
But AT&T is like, this is a third-party service that we work with. Why is it that that you when you then go and trade in your old device, get a new one, why doesn't that service automatically transfer over to your new device? Because, like, I had one a while ago where I went in to try to get something fixed on my phone. They're like, oh, well, this phone isn't covered. It shows here the one that is covered is basically the phone that I had two phones ago.
Yeah, because you're buying it for that phone. They've always been pretty clear that you're buying it for that phone.
It's a monthly charge.
You're still getting charged?
It's a monthly charge
in
conjunction with the cell phone bill.
Are you still
getting... But it's a third-party charge.
But are you still getting charged?
Yes, because it's in the phone bill.
For two phones ago?
It's in my AT&T bill.
Well, yeah, that's not good.
No, exactly.
That seems very scam-tastic.
That is.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Now I got to check my phone bill.
I have not thrown my phone... since I had the Nokia brick phone. And back then, like I joke about this, but it's absolutely true. I don't know why I did this. You can say that about a lot of things. But I'd get a few in me, and I'd be like, this phone is indestructible, and I would literally like, throw it into the wall. Just like, because this is like early cell phone period. Like, this thing is like, it was so indestructible. It literally traveled the world with me, and nothing that happened, it was like unbreakable. I remember I threw it at a wall once, and it literally took a chunk out of the wall. And I was like, yeah, this thing's unbreakable.
I was in high school. I had the Zach Morris brick phone. Yeah.
So the next phone after that, remember it was like the first ever flip phone?
The Razor?
No. It was like, it kind of looked like the brick phone. It had like a big back to it, but it was gray.
I got
it's a little tiny flip.
Was, I remember.
It was the antenna that pulls out?
Yeah.
It was a Motorola, but not the Razor.
I remember when my mom was like, I guess I'll try out this mobile telephone.
Mm-hmm.
And we go into the store and the guy's like, can't break it. And I remember being there. I was like, I don't know. It was like 92. So I was like 93. So I was like 8 or 9. And this guy, I just remember him just dropping it, like lifting it up above his head and just dropping it over and over again. See, doesn't break. And I was like, whoa. It doesn't break.
It's like Uncle Buck when he gets in the house and he finds the china, says, oh, unbreakable, huh? And whaps it against the fireplace mantle and it shatters.
He was just like, can't do it. And just dropping it over and over. And then he's like, watch this. Calls the store. I was like, oh, sold. You just sold this to an 8-year-old. My mom was like, that's neat.
Did you guys see that?
My mom's like, don't plan on doing that. But I vividly remember that was his sale pitch. And just like, nope, it will not. And it didn't.
That Nokia brick phone, man. Two things you could always rely on.
Yeah.
It would never break. Snake would always work.
Dude. Snake rocked.
Would always work.
Yeah. All right. Well, Luca's like us, man. Yeah. He has broken phone screens, too.
It happens.
You know?
I got a crack in my protector right now, and I feel dirty about it.
I hate that. And then it's just an ordeal because I got, like, the warranty on the protector, and so, like, I just got to take it in.
Mm-hmm. You get the expensive one.
Yeah, but, like, I'll get a new one.
Oh, yeah.
But they'll put it on.
But you have to go deal with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to call me a psycho if I tell you that currently I have zero case or screen protector on my phone?
So this
raw dogging it.
This is the first phone I've ever had a screen protector for. I've never cracked a screen on my phone. Everyone's like, oh, don't say that out loud. I'm like, I've never cracked a screen. Yeah. Now,
knock on wood.
My sister has gone through, I want to say, 9 or 10 phones.
Mm-hmm.
I remember she went to Costco once and she drove away with it on the roof of her car. And she's like, can you help me find it? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And I walked up and down the road, and I literally found her phone on the side of the road. It had been run over like 13 times. Yeah. It was no longer good.
Early on when my wife and I were first dating, I had and so this tells you that it was since, you know, early like 2000, 2001.
God, it's the 1900s.
Yeah, right? Almost. I had my phone. I was at work one night, and she went out with some friends. She's like, can I take your phone with me just in case? Like, okay, sure, yeah, no problem. And she came back later, and she's like, well, we we drove off with it on the roof of the car, and we don't know where it was. And anyway, we found the intersection that it was in, mm-hmm. and we tried to call it. And right as the screen lit up,
Somebody ran it over.
Like, if you wrote that in a movie, people would be like, that's dumb.
Yeah.
But that's how it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those parts of movies, they infuriate me. I'm just like, the movies where just everything keeps going wrong. But you know what that is? We are going to see that. This is the next wave of the great comedy movies, because obviously the one thing that made all of the old comedies great was they got into predicaments where they couldn't communicate with people. Mm-hmm. And that's where hilarity ensued, right? It's all going to be people's phones break.
Yeah.
You know, like people's phones break. That's how it's going
to happen. Like horror movies now, it's like you have to make sure that like they're in the woods and everybody had to leave their phones at home. Like you have to like set that table now.
I'm going to tell you right now. There will be a comedy movie, and it could be really good if, like, in New York City, all of the cell towers go out for whatever reason. I mean, like, you can pick how that's going to happen, right? But a night out in New York City and nobody can communicate, and just how people have to adapt to what it was like in the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
That would be a good movie.
Watching somebody in their mid-early 20s or younger try to have to navigate the world without a week without their cell phone.
Dude, watching me try to do it now.
But you know what I mean? Like, we have something we can fall back on.
Yeah.
We can do it.
That's right.
We know some phone numbers still. We know some cardinal directions. We know the names of streets.
Directions I'm still good with.
Yeah.
Still good with that. I don't think young people can drive to places that they know very well mm-hmm. anymore.
And know the names of the streets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, there's nothing better than, all right, you're going to be driving, you're going to see the red tractor, and then after that red tractor, there's going to be two more, but it's the yellow one you turn left at. You're like, got it. And then it was like, oh, one, two, got, boom, yep, yellow, it got it.
We have lived in our house for 22 and a half years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I've taken a lot of the same turns several times a day for the last 22 and a half years. There are, on one street that you turn into our neighborhood, there are three different, like, street cul-de-sacs. I couldn't tell you what the hell the names of those streets cul-de-sacs are. Like, I have a vague idea of,
really?
of like, the handful of names, but I couldn't tell you which one is which.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks.
I drive past them every day.
I can still tell you my high school girlfriend's Air Force girlfriend's phone numbers.
All right.
As weird as that is. I can't remember to take out the trash my wife asked me to, but I can remember those phone numbers.
You never know when you're going to call her again, you know? All right. 503-864-6326. That's the fan text line. Hey, we start hour number two with the response to nepotism next on The Fan.